G'day everybody, welcome to Saturday afternoon footy from the University of Tasmania Stadium down in Launceston. It is Hawthorn hosting the Gold Coast Suns after the week that we've all had in footy and last night's rollicking affair at the MCG. We just take a big deep breath as we look forward to this one. It does feel off-Broadway, but it's a big game for the Gold Coast Suns. You don't have to have too vivid an imagination to see what's in front of them from a ladder perspective. And a win here is absolutely essential. And then they just need a couple of things that are likely-ish to happen between now and the end of this round for them to find themselves a game outside the eight. Now, we're getting close to the end of the thing, and whether they're going to be able to get there or not, everybody will have their opinions about all of that. But from a mathematic perspective, they win here today, do their end. Then you've got to hope for a Geelong win, a Port win, and a Western Bulldog loss if you're a Gold Coast Sun fan, and they can exit round 21 right in the hunt. It's our pre-game show for Beaumont Tiles, $25,000 worth of advertising giveaway. Go to icanwin.com.au. We've got some split attentions here at the moment, Liam Pickering. Jared Waitley will be back. He's having a little spell after a very, very big crunch time. We got a little filly running as we get our teeth into this game of footy down here in Launceston. How are you, mate?
I'm going well, Andy. Yeah, it's our horse, our SEN horse.
Correct.
Really.
Yes.
It's Margaret's Banner. So we're all got a little share in it. Jared's here pacing. Yourself,
I've never seen him look so nervous. Myself. Yeah, it's cool. Grand finals and test matches and Olympic games and all the stuff. I've never seen Waitley so toey.
No, he's very toey. We're expecting a forward showing here from Margaret's Banter. It's about to jump. Which would be nice, but it's a massive game for the Suns.
It is, isn't it? I mean, it is a massive game for them. I mean, given their history and their lack of success, they've got to cling to any faint hope that they might have of playing finals footy. And
it's very, very faint too.
It is faint. No, there's no question about that. But it'll go to their mindset a little bit. You know, are they up for meeting expectation? And that's what sits in front of them today. They've got a Hawthorn side that has been weakened with the suspension of CJ Jath and the absence through injury of Mitch Lewis. So now they've lost their key forward and they've lost their really dynamic bouncer off half back. But they are there. It's a team absolutely there to be beaten today, this Hawthorn side by Gold Coast. So we'll just see whether they're up to their end of the bargain.
They should be winning. But I mean, I wasn't overly impressed with them last week, I must say. It was, I thought, just a ho-hum sort of effort in the end against the West Coast, who really fought it out well, as Margaret Spanner goes 18 wide on the corner.
She has fanned out wide.
Yeah,
looking for the better running or just a little wayward on the turn?
Just a little wayward on the turn. Yeah. I think that's the back to the drawing board for us.
Yep.
It's not a great run, but four wide the trip doesn't sort of help. But anyway,
she didn't stick her nose in the frame, and she had no role in the finish. So
no real role.
No.
But anyway, that's how we go. But
yeah, yeah.
It's one.
There's a share up for sale.
Jared's ready to,
he's off,
to sell.
He's out.
But anyway, so that's life. But yeah, the Hawks have had a pretty good year.
They have. I mean, so the goal comes. So 11 feet 13 coming in. We'll obviously get our teeth stuck into this one a little bit closer to the bounce. It's been a week. It's been a week, hasn't it?
Like,
there's been, you know, the game last night, which I think we're all feeling exhausted after watching it. It was just another
great game.
They're taking us on the most improbable and unlikely kind of ride at the moment, and they're not letting anybody down.
No, I agree. Couldn't agree more. I picked them for that reason last night.
Did you really?
They've won four of the last five against.
Six of their last seven against Melbourne.
Now it is, yeah.
Well, no, seven of their last are eight now. It's so a great record.
It's amazing when you've got a team that matched up really well against the other team. So full credit to Collingwood. I thought they were superb. And Melbourne, they didn't lose a lot of admirers last night, I didn't think. I mean, they missed opportunities. They should have probably iced the game a bit earlier, but they didn't. You leave the door ajar to this team, and good luck. They'll keep coming at you.
Picks, they've got I'm going to talk about this on Monday when we sort of get our teeth stuck more into the review of the round. So we're all trying to make sense of Collingwood statistics, right? And you look at the stats, all the things that, you know, we and, you know, people in your position go to try and explain things. And they're a bit of an outlier, Collingwood, because the stats don't back them up. But there's two things about it. One, they work hard and they never stop. So there's that. And I'm sure you can measure that. And I think, you know, Craig McRae mentioned that with us on Wednesday, that their data tells them that they work harder later in games of footy than their opposition.
Yeah. I see that.
And the other thing, and you might want to marry them both in here, but it was occurred to me late last night. I'd gone to bed and I had to make a note to myself to do something. They got a lot of players who are very good in one-on-one contests. Now, you don't see a lot of one-on-one contests in footy anymore, but they got a lot of players who in crucial moments, when it is a one-on-one, and a ball's got to be won, like they used to in the olden days.
Yep.
They got a lot of blokes who win those contests.
They have. They have. They've got a lot of will to win. They've got will to win type players
that
don't want to get beat. And that's what they're doing at the moment. They're proving to everybody that whilst the numbers mightn't stack up, what they give you does stack up.
Yeah.
And it's stacked up. And it's not a fluke that they've won 11
well, you
close
can't win
games.
It, you can't win it and be a fluke.
Well, that's what I mean.
They're
doing exactly what you want them to do, is that they're putting themselves in positions to win. And they're finding a way to win.
Yep.
What more can you do?
Yep.
You can't ask for any more than that, in my view.
What do you think, from where you sit, what are you, and you've been around footy a long time, what are you seeing in the relationship? Not, and it's not just Craig McRae, and he is always the one that wants to defer to Justin Lepich and Brendan Bolton and Scott Selwood. And he's, are you seeing something about the way Collingwood's going about its business this year in terms of the coaching staff, player relationship?
Yeah, I am. I'm seeing a smile on their face. I see them even when they run out on the ground. They look a happy team. They look a united team.
Yeah.
You see them, they're having a bit of a smile. They're having a bit of a giggle. They're getting over to help each other. I think that little bit of play, I know, where they jumped on Ed Langdon.
It was hilarious.
That's what footy is. And Ed got up having a smile. You know, it's like I expected it.
Yep.
Thanks, boys. Keep it coming. I'll be right.
Yep.
So I just think they're playing with a smile on their face. And it makes a huge difference when you've got a happy club.
What do you
reckon? And I'm not saying that they weren't happy.
No, but I know they seem to have found a way to be
really enjoying what each other's doing.
Yep.
They celebrate with their teammates. They're not all about running over and high-fiving the crowd. They're about their teammates. They get to them first. And I think that's a coaching thing. That's a team-first attitude. And if they've got a team-first attitude, they're going to be a damn hard to beat in the finals.
Do you think any of it will have any impact on what Jordan Ngoi's ultimate decision is?
I think it will. Yeah, I do. If you're having fun and you're playing good footy and he's been a real contributor, I wouldn't be leaving. If I was him, I wouldn't be leaving this
what
club.
What if it's $200,000 a year less? Because it feels like the money, everybody who wants him and watches that last night goes, Jesus, $750, we'll get it up to $800, we'll get it up to $850.
Yeah.
Whatever the offers are that they're kicking around.
Yeah. Well, he's not going to get that at Collingwood.
No, he's not, right?
No. So if they'll say, here's our offer. You can have it for a couple of years, mate. Show us everything's good and we'll keep moving forward. And your next contract will be a big one.
Yeah.
But this one might be one that's still good money, given he has had a bit of history. But you're at a club where the coach is loving you. He's telling the whole world that he loves you and wants you to be here. Your teammates are proving it, that they're playing as a team. Why would you want to leave?
So it's funny, isn't it? Because
for 100 grand or whatever.
These are good questions. I mean, these are the questions that – and you'd like to think that the player values – you know, the mateship and the journey and the shared experience, and we've been here for a long time together.
Yeah.
We want to achieve something. You'd like to think that.
Well, we don't hear from him. That's the thing. We don't know.
No.
People that are close to him know that might be driving him.
Yeah.
Because he's come back into the team, he hasn't missed a beat.
So how does that play with the fact, you know how it is, and you would have had players who are hard work for the club.
I've had a few.
You've had a few, right? So the club rates them because they're a player.
Yep.
But you just never know whether they're going to get a phone call in the morning. What's he up to? The end of season, the holidays, the whole thing. And at some stage, clubs run out of time. They're just, okay, one too many. Okay, that's
you
it.
You go. Yeah.
Right, we'll get through to the end of the year and then we'll get the best deal for one another. When you see this and what they're going through and him being a key contributor, do the key people at the footy club,
I don't think they will this time.
Do they change their mind?
No.
Do they forget what they were thinking three months ago?
They won't. Not this group.
Okay, righto.
Not this group. They're too well led. They're too well led off the field. You know, Graham Wright and these guys are just good operators, and they'll have made it abundantly clear to Jordan what his responsibilities are to this club.
Yep.
And you'll be a take it or leave it scenario, I would imagine, with Collingwood, and that's how it should be, because he's worn it out a little bit, and I reckon next time it'll be now. I did take it and I didn't leave, but this time. You're going to pay me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You'll give me what I'm worth now. Yep. And I think I'm worth a hell of a lot more than you're going to pay me last time. But I understand why you offered me what you offered me. And it's still going to be all right money. It's not going to be, fish and chip money.
Yep.
It's going to be good money still.
Yeah, yep.
So the reality is that he'll have to make that decision on his future. Does he go and pick it up and potentially push his problems to one side, pick him up and carry him to somewhere else? Or does he embrace it, what he's been doing? I think he's been fantastic since he's been back in the club. I mean, he hasn't set a foot out of place, but my view would be that stick it out for another year or two, mate.
Yeah.
Give it another couple of years.
Do you reckon that'll happen?
I don't know. I don't know what his mindset is. If he's driven by money, he'll leave. You would think.
Yeah.
But if he's driven by what, and this will help, what they're doing at the moment has to help.
Why would you want to leave this?
Well, it's the biggest club, one of the biggest clubs in the country, and it's riding a wave of momentum. You don't go jumping out of that.
It's hard to
see. Unless you're pushed out, and he's not going to be pushed out, clearly. Yeah. They've put their arms around him. They're wanting him there.
Yeah.
And it's proving it in the way
so you don't think
they're
be
coaching him.
You don't think he'll be pushed out.
They're not going to push him out. Yep. Oh, I don't think they will. I don't know for sure, but I don't think they'll push him out. I think their actions would tell you that. Everything that comes out of Craig McRae's mouth tells us that he wants him there.
Yep.
And if that's, for me, is good enough. I'm yet to be proven that Craig McRae doesn't stand by what he says.
I think I'd read between the lines. I reckon he's a man of principle when it comes to that. We're going to talk back all weekend. It's going to be on the Southern Phone open line. Awesome new unlimited NBN offers from Southern Phone. Riddle me this. Whenever you talk to people, a lot of people in the game, and expansion gets raised, a 19th team and a 20th team, you hear the familiar reply, not enough players.
Callum Pill's not deep enough.
All of that. And we understand, right? And there might not be enough elite level talent, but where does an Ash Johnson come from?
Correct, they're there. You got to find them. There's enough of them. Don't worry. There's plenty of blokes running around and playing at VFL, SANF, or whatever. That, given the right opportunity, can be really good AFL players. I've got no doubt about it.
They don't have to be Paddy Dangerfield, do they? They just have to be a player who can play the role that he's asked to play.
Collingwood have picked up four good ones in the mid-season draft. Noble, hardly missed it. I don't think he has missed a game since he started.
Yep.
And then the two boys this
year. Carmichael and Johnson.
They all look like they're not scrubbing around struggling to get a kick in the VFL.
No.
Like they're actually playing good AFL footy.
Yep.
And it's amazing how many of those guys get in. And a good example is the guy who just retired from Richmond, Kane Lambert.
Yeah.
Overlooked, just keeps doing it at Williamstown or in the VFL. Gets his opportunity.
Yep.
And he's one of the most critical ingredients in the three premierships Richmond got.
No doubt.
One of the most important.
Yep.
Just a team player, got it. Instructional player on the ground. Played an unbelievably unselfish role.
Yep.
At that club. One of the best and fairest in premiership.
Yeah, phenomenal.
I mean, well, enough, it was a premiership year, but he won the best and fairest in that period. I mean, that tells you something. No one wanted him when he was 18, 19, 20. Like, they didn't want him.
He's playing Carlton's resis, basically. They're affiliate.
Tony Majacek.
Yep.
Recruited as a backup defender.
Yep.
How important is he to Collingwood?
Yeah.
They're there. You just got to find them. You got to look for them. And they are. And look, these clubs are out there at the moment. And the VFL and the Sandful are being, in particular, and the Waffle. I mean, Liam Ryan comes out of the Waffle. He wasn't picked.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? They're top line AFL players. Tim Kelly got overlooked for 4 years. And then his second contract was about 800 a year. So first contract was 1,000 a game.
Yeah.
So anyway, they're there, Andy. I don't have a problem with the depth of Australian rules football. And if we're just looking at juniors, and let's not forget, these kids have not played for 2 years, especially the Victorian kids. So what we're seeing out of Nick Dacos is extraordinary. It's extraordinary, Andy. You've got to understand.
I can't get these, around it.
These guys haven't played.
No.
Jamari Ugal-Hagen, he needs to lift. He hadn't played. He's a kid playing in a key position. What do you think's going to happen? Of course he's going to improve.
Yep.
It's madness to think. Madness to think that we haven't got talent. We have. There's talent out there. We just got to find it, and we've got to give it opportunity.
In a game like that against the team, we'll have to get a break in a minute. In a game like that against the opposition that was there last night, did Nick Dacos' stocks rise again for you last night?
If it can rise any further.
They did for me.
Well, it's as good a first year as I can remember.
I'm with you.
From a kid straight out of the
80s. I'm with you.
Yeah, you know, Joel Selwood's first year was superb. It was unbelievable in a premiership team.
Yeah.
But he had a bloody good team around. Like, he came into a team that was 17th.
Yep.
Look at him now, sitting second on the ladder, and he's had a massive impact in that.
He's a different
climb.
He makes a difference. Good things happen when he gets the footy.
He's smart.
That air ball he shot out to his brother, who kicked that goal in what, the third quarter or the last quarter, whatever quarter it was, from 40. That air ball was he was a bit off balance, and his body wasn't lined up properly. But it had to be hard and flat to get through.
It's what he does.
He's an amazing footballer. And he takes when he takes the dangerous one, he never misses.
No, because he's brave enough to take it got confidence in himself.
He's a magnificent.
He was doing it at junior level, and what he's doing this year in the AFL. Imagine what he was doing in the 18s.
Oh, I can't imagine.
When they played the odd game last year or the year before, that's what he's
doing.
Surely
Will Ashcroft isn't as good as this kid.
He's real good.
He's not as good as. Don't tell me
he's real good.
Don't tell me he's
real good. I don't know if he's as good as Dacos, but I'll tell you what, he won't be far behind him.
God,
he's a serious player.
Get excited, Bruce.
And then
you've
got Adrian Fletcher's young bloke coming through. He'll be their next pick.
In this year's draft?
Yeah. They're going to get Ashcroft and Fletcher. He's about to pick 30.
Is Fletcher a father, son, or boy anywhere else?
No, he's a Lions. He's a Lions zone player, academy player.
Oh, so because he wouldn't have played? Did he play 100 anyway?
He played all these 70s.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I don't think he did. Yeah,
so he didn't. Oh, actually, no, I might be wrong. He might qualify under the Bears Lions.
Okay, so they're going to get him one
way
or another.
But he's going to get it either way because he's an academy player, I think.
Oh my god!
But he'll go. So they'll be their two picks.
For those two picks of the draft, all their points.
Yeah, don't worry. No, we're probably done. We don't probably have more unless they get trade a few.
Well, why'd they need any more?
Oh, that's going to help. Both midfielders, Class will walk straight in next year, round one. Will Ashcroft will be playing round one next year. Unless he gets injured, he'll be playing.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah.
You're here today. Our experts, AFL Nation, are here for Assure Unify, your national uniform and workwear experts. The teams are beginning their warm-up for Ream Installer Ream, Australia's favourite. We've had a chat about last night's game. Remember, we're going to be calling here the Hawthorn Gold Coast game down in Launceston. Some of our stations will be heading off at 1:30 to the SCG for the Battle of the Bridge.
You're listening to the 2022 Premiership season on AFL Nation for Beaumont Tiles. Hybrid flooring in store now. You're listening to the 2022 Premiership season on AFL Nation for Beaumont Tiles. Hybrid flooring in store now.
Pre-game show for Beaumont Tiles, $25,000 worth of advertising giveaway, iCanWin.com.au. The Battle of the Bridge was last week for anybody who's at home playing along and has a sharp ear for those sorts of things.
Unless it was the Battle of the... What would it be then?
We're going to GWS Essendon after this, so...
It's up there, so maybe it's the Anzac Bridge.
Well, there's a bridge somewhere, but not quite the battle. I'm not sure what bridges Essendon have been traipsing over to get there. But talk back this weekend, Southern Phone, awesome new unlimited NBN offers from Southern Phone. I've only got a couple of minutes here. It's been the boys on Crunch Time had a terrific chat out of midday. What have you made of the Adelaide stuff, Pix? Again, you've been around footy for a long time. You know how clubs operate. You know stuff that individual, you know stuff that you've been exposed to as a player. What do you reckon? How do you reckon Adelaide's handling the situation in front of it at the moment?
Well, they've got a fair bit of work to do to make up ground. Coming from a long way back, I would have thought, given what's transpired this week, and I'm not sure what have they had to say so far. Anything?
Well, Mark Ricciuto was the first one we heard from. Then
what did he say?
He said it was sad that Eddie wrote the book, and you know that we everyone wants to just put it behind us, and we just want to move on. Was pretty much the tone of what Roo went with the CEO. You know, eventually got around to an apology, you know, the day after. But the thing that confused me about that, they knew that Eddie was going to write a book. We all knew the book was coming for years,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, we did.
So what did they think was going to be in the book? And knowing full well that there was going to be a revelation about the camp in there, I don't know why they didn't get on the front foot. And now that Josh Jenkins has lined up, you know, as he said yesterday, in front of Eddie, Bryce Gibbs has come out. There's going to be a couple of others.
It's come out this morning, Bryce Gibbs.
It's getting bigger on Adelaide. And they're looking smaller for doing nothing about it.
Well, it's on them. They need to do something. They need to act appropriately. And what is appropriate for them at the moment? First is taking ownership of it.
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
Yeah, Tim Silvers had to get out. He wasn't even there at the time. And he's wearing the brunt of it all. I mean, how many of the people that were actively involved, like how many of the board are still there?
Not many. So one board, I think, and I think Mark Ricciuto, obviously, is footy director. Question for you. You're a player manager. If you one of your players or players of yours are going, Picks, we've got a camp coming up, I'll be off, I won't be on the phone for the next 5 days.
Yep.
Do you want to know now about the camp? Would you want to know, hang on, what's going on the camp? Is that something that you would actively get involved in?
I haven't in the past because I've just trusted the clubs. But, I mean, after that, you probably would ask the question. But I don't think no club's stupid enough to put themselves in that position.
No,
anymore.
You wouldn't think so.
But, I mean, we're talking, what was it, 4 years ago?
Yep.
I mean, so... Yes, I don't think we'll be ever seeing that again at AFL level.
No, well, let's hope not, because the players don't deserve to be put through that sort of stuff. Our experts dressed by Ringers Western from a Kimberley cattle station to the commentary box, ringerswestern.com. The teams are about to come out. They're finishing their internal warm-ups for Ream. Installer Ream, Australia's favourite. After 1:30, we will be heading off in some markets to the GWS Essendon game. No Battle of Bridges going on anywhere. The rest of you will be staying with us here in Lonnie for the Hawthorn Gold Coast game. And a big game it is for the Gold Coast Suns here on AFL Nation. A huge day ahead for the Western Bulldogs, Fremantle, Geelong, St Kilda, Port Adelaide, Richmond. On another massive day in the AFL with ramifications for so many all over the place.